I never heard them call anything
else. Well, either batter kicks or flitters or...
Yeah, I've heard the flitter word used.
Is a flitter something else? Or is that a pancake?
No, we just call them pancakes. Okay. I don't think we ever called them flitters.
Okay. And then if you're talking about flour, you say 1 pound of flour, and then you add one more, you have two.
You'd have 2 pounds of flour.
Okay. And if you're talking about the stuff that makes bread rise, that's...
That's the soda. Or you... And baking powder.
And then the stuff that comes with a little cake.
Oh, that's, well, I buy it. Nancy? She went out.
Oh, you know, yeast or?
Oh, yeast.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeast. Right. I couldn't think of it. Same one.
And the center of an egg is called the?
Yolk. The yellow, we call it, you know, it's the yolk of the egg.
But you call it the yellow, too.
Yeah, call it the yellow, too.
That would be the color, you also, if you're going to describe the color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and you put eggs in water for 3 minutes, you'd say you have...
You have a poached egg.
And that's if you broke the shell, right?
Well, that's actually you break it, you put it in water. But if you boil it the other way, it's a boiled egg.
All right.
But if you break it in the hot boiling water, that's a poached egg.
Okay. Now I want to ask you about some different kinds of pork. Salted and smoked. What kinds of salt pork?
Well, salt pork is just where meat has been packed down in salt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't cure my meat like that. I used so much salt, so much sugar, and so much pepper.
Uh-huh.
And made a mixture out of it.
Uh-huh.
And I put it on the meat and wrapped it up with what we call cheesecloth, a little thin cloth,
uh-huh.
And then wrapped that in a paper, uh-huh. Tied it and put it in the sack and hung it up the day I fixed it.
I see. And now that was
cured. Sugar cured meat.
I see. You didn't have to smoke that meat.
No, sir. No, it is sugar cured. It was good.
All right. Now, did you, what part of the hog was that meat from? Now, that was ham.
Well, we did the Midlands the same way.
Uh-huh.
The shoulders, the hams, and the Midlands. We put them all up in sugar.
Now, where does the Midlands come from?
Well, between the ham and the shoulder.
On the side.
At this side.
All right. What do you call that meat down near the backbone?
That's the, strange I can't think of anything. Well, I always pull that out.
Yeah.
It's called the tenderloin.
The tenderloin.
Tenderloin.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I couldn't think of it right there.
And that the, now, and the meat on the underside of the hog is the, kind of the stomach.
For your belly?
Yeah.
That's
now,
the belly.
Yeah, what do you call that meat from there?
Well, that goes with the side, except we always cut the flabby side of the belly off and rent it into lard.
Uh-huh. You never cut up, how about the stuff with just a little bit of wean in it?
Sausage?
No, what I'm thinking about is either sow belly or fat back or, you know, the stuff you might use and might use. Probably have pieces that you probably cut out when you butchered the hog. You probably, didn't you save pieces of that to cook with beans?
Oh, you call it seasoning meat?
Yeah, seasoning meat.
Seasoning meat, yeah.
But you never call it sow belly or fat back?
Well, no. You buy that in the store, you can buy that in the store, but we never.
Okay. You just
we just cut down, if it's a sow, you know where the tits are, you know.
Yeah.
We just cut that off. And cut the skin off and rendered into lard.
I see that one, okay.
That left the side meat good. The rest of the side was good meat. Good,
uh-huh.
Good to fry, like breakfast bacon.
Okay, that's what. But the whole side of the thing, you'd call that, would you call that a.
The Midland.
You call that a Midland.
Midland.
That would be like a slab of bacon.
That's right. It's a Midland.
Okay. And then, did you smoke any meat, any pork?
Well, no, I don't think we ever did smoke any. We sugar cured it always.
And on a slab of bacon or a Midland, that part that you have, that hard crust that you have to cut off,